The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we like to shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and micro cap markets. Today we're joined by Blue Moon Zinc Corp. They're traded here in the United States under the ticker symbol BMOOF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol Moon, MOON. We're welcoming to the show the CEO of the company, Patrick McGrath. Patrick, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to call in. So, if you could, please give our listeners a brief overview of how and why you got involved with Blue Moon.
I became involved as a shareholder, and the main reason I became a shareholder is because Blue Moon Zinc owns 100% of the Blue Moon Zinc deposit. And that deposit is what we believe is a premier zinc asset and one of the best undeveloped assets that we could identify. And we became shareholders earlier this year in early 2017, bought out the largest shareholders of the existing company, and then took over management.
So let's talk a little bit about what distinguishes Moon, which is Blue Moon Zinc. And again, Moon is the ticker symbol on the TSX Venture Exchange. What distinguishes it from other junior zinc companies?
I think one of the important things for this project is that a lot of the development work was done by very well established and qualified operators. Imperial Metals and Boliden, and Boliden is one of the largest zinc producers in Europe, did the bulk of the work for us in the 80s and early 90s. They drilled off the deposit, they did scoping level studies, they did metallurgy, and did a lot of the environmental work. We're lucky in that they did really most of the heavy lifting for us. Also, what's important about this deposit is the very high recoveries. So zinc, it's one of the most important things when you're looking at a zinc deposit is what does the recovery look like? You can have all the zinc in the deposit, but if the recoveries and metallurgy don't work, it doesn't go anywhere. The metallurgy work that was done on this project showed several tests indicated 95% recovery. It's a very simple process, so we're lucky in that regard. And lastly, local infrastructure is excellent in this area. We're within a couple miles of paved roads, power line. We have nearby communities, so we're not talking about a remote or desolate area. We're very lucky in that regard.
So, Patrick, can you give us a short summary of your asset and why you feel like your team is best suited to take this asset through the permitting process there in California? Go ahead, Patrick.
Sure. So Blue Moon is a zinc-focused asset. That's its primary metal. We just updated the 43-101 resource estimate on October the 3rd, which we press released. A brief summary of that was a result of 3.7 million tons, roughly 8.3% zinc equivalent, comes out to around 377 million pounds of zinc. And on the inferred category, we had a little over 4 million pounds, a little under 8% zinc equivalent, and roughly around 400 million pounds of contained zinc. So in terms of size and scope, we believe it's the right size for the project that we're about to undertake. And our next steps is really advancing the deposit, taking it through the feasibility and permitting, and ultimately through to production. In terms of team, we have two key team members that have extensive experience in California where the deposit is located. The first individual, his name is Lutz Klingman. He was the CEO of a company called Golden Queen, where he permitted, built, and put into commercial production the Soledad Mountain Mine. And the key on that is Soledad Mountain is located in Southern California. It's an open pit, heap leach, cyanide. It's near LA. He was able to get it through each step of the way and into a commercial successful project. He's assisting us with the technical component, and particularly on the permitting process, and bringing in some of his key team members permitting team members that helped them through that project. Secondly, we have Larry O'Connor. Larry was the VP Operations at Western Goldfields, which is now New Gold. And there he restarted the Mesquite mine. And that's a material mine. It's doing over 100,000 ounces a year heap leach in Southern California. So those are two key members that have extensive experience with either building a mine from scratch or restarting a mine and dealing with the regulatory process as well as successful mining operations.
Well, let's take a look at the company from a different aspect. At just $4.7 million market cap, what do you think the market is missing about your company, and where do you see the biggest upside from here?
I think, you know, as I mentioned before, there was a couple of mid-tier mining companies that were developing this asset and brought it through to production decision level. So they had gone through the whole gamut, ready to go. Commodity cycles, obviously, projects stop and start at different levels. This project stopped in the early 90s because of the commodity cycle and the prices. And then it really stayed dormant for a number of decades because it is California. And there was the perception out there, and it was partly true to a certain respect, that California was tough. But what really changed was when Lutz was able to get his project permitted in Southern California. And that was an eye-opener. And what our belief is, yeah, California is tough, but every jurisdiction in North America is tough. And really, it's more of an even playing field at this time. And we believe it's, you know, not much different permitting a project in California than it is in other jurisdictions in North America. There's also a lot of upside in this project. You have two aspects for it. The deposit that we have, and it's currently in the 43-101, the deep holes all end in mineralization. This is a vertical deposit that goes down. There's several holes that go down deeper that have shown mineralization. So there's a very high likelihood that this deposit just keeps on going. And that's a long-term objective of ours to show that the resource could likely double in size. The second component on the Blue Sky is that Blue Moon-type deposits, which is VMS deposits, are often found in pods, meaning they're often found in multiples. And there's a high likelihood that there's another Blue Moon deposit along strike. And that's a Blue Sky opportunity that we'll be looking at exploring here in 2018 and 2019.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Blue Moon Zinc Corp and their CEO, Patrick McGrath, traded here in the United States on the ticker symbol BMOOF, as well as on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol Moon. Patrick, as you look at the next 6 months, what do you see as some of the catalysts that investors should be on the lookout for?
Our short-term catalyst is a preliminary economic assessment, or PEA. What's key there is that we just updated our resource estimate. The next step is showing the economics of that deposit, showing that it's robust and ready for our next step. The PEA will highlight the operating cost, the capital cost, and the result would be, you know, showing the market that there's value in this project, and will reflect a net present value, IRR, things that the investment community are looking for to show that this is a viable standalone project.
And finally, why should investors consider Moon as a potential addition to their speculative portfolio going forward?
I think any investor looking for a zinc component to their portfolio should consider Blue Moon. You know, as you mentioned, it's a sub 5 million market cap. It, you know, we have an indicated resource of close to 375 million pounds of zinc, and on an inferred basis, it's close to 400 million pounds. And this is a near-term development story. You know, we're coming to a PEA. After that, we're looking to do infill drilling, taking the feasibility. The next step after that is permitting production decision. We believe it's a great leverage to zinc and a very short time horizon to the development of the asset.
Well, listeners, I want you to take a closer look at Blue Moon Zinc Corp. You can use their website, bluemoonmining.com. Of course, you can reach out to the company directly at 832-499-6009. Patrick, thank you so much for your time, your expertise, and insight into your young company and its exciting future. We look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2017 and beyond. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. For Patrick McGrath, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. you should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.